this story has a series of secrets that unfold gradually as the play begins. I won't reveal all the secrets, but just suffice it to say that as the secrets are revealed, it sends this family into turmoil. And of course, we hope laughter from the audience.
That's Jack Wright, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Jack Wright is directing the Theodore Lawrence production of Miracle on South Division Street. The show runs through January 28th. Jack, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us about this play. What is the story about?
Well, it's a fascinating little play. First of all, it's only 90 minutes. It has one intermission. But it's a wonderful little play about family and about a working-class family in East Buffalo, New York. It takes place in about 2010. And the family is going through things that all families go through. Well, I should mention the four characters. There's the mother, Clara, and then her three siblings, Jimmy, Ruth, and Beverly. And it takes place in the kitchen, in their kitchen, in 2010. They're a very Catholic family, very family of faith. And this story has a series of secrets that unfold gradually as the play begins. Now, I won't reveal all the secrets, but just suffice it to say that as the secrets are revealed, it sends this family into turmoil. And of course, we hope laughter from the audience.
Well, not revealing any secrets, but the family sort of been held together, and there's been this sort of central story in their lives about the miracle
right.
on South
Division. The miracle actually happened in 1943, and Clara's father, who was a barber, the story goes that the Blessed Mother came to him in a vision, and the vision was something about the world peace, and he needed to participate in that. And so he decided to, he tells his family, decided to build a shrine in honor of the Blessed Mary, a 17-foot-tall shrine, and placed the Madonna in the shrine. And people come from all over, not only to get their hair cut, but to drop coins in the shrine in the coin area and wish for a miracle or two for their family. And, of course, this goes on daily for a long time, since 1943. And since that time, the family has retired the barbershop, and Clara has turned it into a soup kitchen. So she feeds the homeless with a soup kitchen. So they continue to be charitable along the way, but the family legacy is this miracle that happened on South Division Street.
And things unfold from there. So who do you see as the audience for this play?
Well, you know, that's what's great about the play, I think. It's a family show. So I think all audiences will come and enjoy it. Certainly 12 and up would have a good time because you see your family reflected in their family. And I think that's what's, if anything's fun about it, it's the fact that when the siblings bicker and fight, you recognize your family bickering and fighting. Every family does. And as I said before, it's a family affair. So that's the foundation for a lot of the humor and the seriousness of the play.
So what can you tell us about the playwright?
Tom Dudzik is a regional, he's had very much success in regional theater. I think Milwaukee is where he comes from. Well, Buffalo is where he was born and raised, but his plays are done all over the country in regional theaters. I said Milwaukee because it's just a recently been produced there in the Milwaukee Chamber Theater. But it's done quite a bit throughout the country, and he has a reputation as being a solid playwright that can get you laughs. So that's a little bit of his history. He has a number of other plays, Over the Tavern, and a number of other plays that are very popular in regional theater. And he's just now starting to be popular with community theaters.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your history. For those who don't know, you've had a long association with theater. Tell us a bit about your background.
Well, gosh, I don't talk about it much, but I started on radio and had my first experience at 5. A couple in Massillon, Ohio, where I'm from, moved to town and loved children, and so they opened what was then called an elocution school. Those were the days of elocution schools. It was actually a kindergarten where families could bring their children in kindergarten age and enjoy. And Betty and Carl were really remarkable because they could do everything. He was a gourmet cook. He was a seamstress. He made all of his wife's clothing. But most importantly, he adapted plays for children. And so he started this radio show, or we started it, called The Three Storytellers. And every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., We went to Canton, Ohio, and performed three storytellers on the radio. I'm Carl Curtis, the senior storyteller, and I'm only 27 years old. And then she would say, I'm Betty, and I'm a woman, so I don't tell my age. And I said, I'm Jackie Wright, the littlest storyteller, and I'm only 5 years old. And I was 5 years old for the next 5 years. but it was a wonderful show. It later became syndicated, and we had a national show for a while. And it was really a great experience for me because it got me involved in theater, if you will. And from there, it went to television. I did. They invented a television show about polio, a young boy with polio. Which I played, and then I went into theater from there. So I started on radio, television, and then that got me into theater, and I've been in theater all my life, acting and directing.
Jack, I'm curious, as the director, what was the greatest challenge for you in putting this play on the stage?
Well, truthfully, comedy is always a challenge, and you have to work very hard, and we did in rehearsals quite a bit, to work on timing and pacing and to get the show in a shape that will allow an audience or encourage an audience to laugh. That's one of the most difficult things to do. And people will tell you in the theater that comedy is not easy. It's one of the hardest things to do. So we spent a lot of time working on those comic techniques and all. But the playwright has helped us with the story and with some laughs. So that was probably the greatest challenge, is to bring an ensemble together that was focusing on comic technique.
So let's talk about the flip side of this. What was the greatest joy for you in directing this play?
Well, I think when you go into the theater and you have a play that deals with the issues that this play deals with, and you realize how much it can maybe move an audience or affect an audience, certainly, that brings you a lot of joy. Now, there are nights, every director will tell you, there are nights when you go home and think, oh my gosh, will we ever get there, you know? But this is a wonderful cast. Carol Reese plays Clara. She's a retired Topeka Civic Theater manager, I think, and she's done acting all over. And then we have three younger cast members, Haley Gillespie, who plays Ruth, the young daughter who wants to be an aspiring actress and who has the burden of revealing all of these secrets to the family. Then there's Jimmy, who is works as a local garbage collector. And Jimmy is just wants to get along with everybody and doesn't want any friction or anybody to upset anything. And then there's Beverly, who is the older sister. And Beverly is a hoot. She's a bowler. She's had lots of issues, experiences with bowling, and that's what her passion is, bowling. So when you get those three together, you can have a lot of interesting issues and laughs.
So it's a comedy, but there are also some poignant family moments in this as well.
Absolutely. And that's what makes, I think, it appealing to an audience, is that they will enjoy the issues that the family has dealt and can see a little of themselves on stage.
Jack, the responsibility falls to you as the director of the play, but it takes a lot more people than just you and the actors to make this happen.
That's the wonderful thing about theater, is that it takes, to use Hillary Clinton's, it takes a village to put a theater together, put a show together. I have an amazing assistant director and stage manager, Amy Kelly and Patrick Kelly. They're a local couple who also perform quite a bit. I'm sure you know their names. And a young woman named Janice Bunker, who serves as my assistant, and she's an ex-banker and does it for the love of it. It's wonderful to watch her every night learn new things about what has to be done to get a theater up. And of course, James Deemer, who's the technical director, has been a help to us in so many ways. And all the people who work backstage, I mean, it's an amazing group of people that put a production on.
Well, let's talk about the basics here. When are the performances and how can people get tickets?
Performances are already underway, and we'll play another weekend, the 21st through the 28th, I think. So hope audiences will enjoy.
And I assume, obviously, people can get tickets at the box office, but also online.
Online, they can contact Theatre Lawrence, that's all one word, .com, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, Lawrence.com, one word. And, of course, they can always call the theater directly and arrange tickets.
And again, the web address for tickets is theaterlawrence.com. Jack, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Jack Wright is the director of the Theatre Lawrence production of Miracle on South Division Street. The show runs through January 28th. More interviews on a wide variety of topics are available at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You'll find us on Facebook at KPR Conversations, and you can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.